In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I apologize for my throat. It just came up on me. Next Saturday is Independence Day, the 4th of July. Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, there will be fewer parades streaming down main streets of our country or band concerts of patriotic music, except maybe on TV. There will be some local firework displays and cookouts. We've got to be safe and careful. Regardless of the smaller celebrations, we still will be celebrating the birth of a nation with words of praise, praise for freedom, democracy, and military might. The United States of America, 244 years old this coming Saturday, and the Episcopal Church are very much alike in my mind. The Protestant Episcopal Church of the United States of America was born not long after our country was. Both have done and are doing some things that I don't necessarily agree with. But both are the best there is. With all their problems, I would not want to live in any other country, and I wouldn't want to worship in any other way. And I can simply sit back and complain about those things that I don't like, or I can do something about them. My country and my church deserves more than just whining. It is time we stood up and be counted, or we will be counted out. Today's lessons in our church almost echoes what our country and our church has been at times. The Old Testament lesson is about the first leader of not only the Christian faith, but of the Jewish and Muslim faiths as well. Abraham is told to sacrifice his only son to God, and he's going to do it. Today's psalm says, "How long, O Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" The epistle asks the question, is it okay if we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? Jesus prays in gratitude to the Father for the gift of revelation to the little ones, meaning those first Christians, and then invites those who labor and are burdened to come to him, since he is meek and humble of heart. These hardly seem the attitude and values to be heralded this weekend. Jesus is the one who reveals the very nature of God. He summons people to take up his yoke, and as embodied wisdom, he invites people to come to him. His self-revelation is to the little ones. And again, it doesn't mean children. The little ones are people who are blessed at the beginning of his teaching and at the beginning of their faith, and who will reveal his hidden presence in the final judgment. They are also those who labor and are burdened, a reference most likely to those who suffer under the burdens of religious obligations. and faith. While obligations imposed by those who tied up heavy burdens and laid them on people's shoulders, while neglecting the weightier things of the law, you know, things like justice, mercy, forgiveness, and faith. Not only do they receive God's revelation, they embody its deepest meaning for others. The churches in the United States, not just the Episcopal, but most all other denominations worldwide, have been tested by unprecedented scandal and leadership failures. We can say the same thing about our country. I remind you again, Jesus did not have a fight with Rome. His biggest fights were with the church, the religious leaders of his day. Today, from top to bottom, too many Christians worry more about the rules as they perceive them than they do about people. Again, this can be said of our political leaders in both parties. I believe one leads by example. You can't or shouldn't ask of others that which you would not do yourself. One of my favorite pieces of scripture is from Matthew 23. Jesus says, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. Therefore, do whatever they teach you and follow it. But do not do as they do, for they do not practice what they teach. They tie up heavy burdens hard to bear and lay them on the shoulders of others. But they themselves are unwilling to lift a finger to move them." As we celebrate our country's birthday, let us not play politics, but pray for those in office, both in our country and in our churches, that they not be Pharisees, but live as Christians and Americans, as Jesus' example teaches us. And it applies to both church and state. We are to serve, forgive, not judge, and to love. Several years ago, Debbie and I visited the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island. What an awesome sight it must have been for those coming to our shores for a better life. Our ancestors, legal immigrants. Our countless civic celebrations are also celebrations of those little ones who came to this land fleeing persecution or seeking a decent life for their loved ones, those who sought to be Americans too. The gospel and culture are a mandate for us never to forget to listen to the voices of the little ones who carry God's presence.
Got mail.
Those who live, those who strive to live as Christ lived, serving God by loving one another and helping one another. Our church, the Episcopal Church, was born out of our country's fight for freedom. Some of their leaders at the beginning of our country were some of the ones who led the forming of the Episcopal Church. Men like James Madison, who wrote most of the U.S. Constitution and the Constitution of the Episcopal Church. The Mother Church, the Church of England, is still an arm of the state. Priests and bishops are appointed by the crown. The founding fathers of our church made sure that those little ones Those who strive to live like Christ will lead the church and not politicians. We have a bicameral legislature, the House of Bishops and the House of Deputies. Both lay and clergy lead our church. The presiding bishop is the executive of our church. All of them are elected by the people, one way or another. I was not appointed by the President of the United States to be the rector of the Tazewell cluster or to mentor Paul and to serve you while Father Chad is on sabbatical. I was called by the members of the three parishes that made up the cluster and by your vestry people in the pews. As we celebrate the Holy Eucharist today, let us thank God for the leadership of our forefathers and to forgive them for whatever wrongs they may have committed. And let us pray to aspire to be the little ones of our community, our church, and our country. Let us be good examples of what the American dream is, which, like I said, not a whole lot different of what Jesus taught us. To love one another, to help one another, to praise God and to thank Him for loving us. Let us remember this. We are to see the face of Jesus in every person, that we meet. It is there somewhere. And sometimes we have to look hard to see it, but it is there. But more importantly, everyone should see Jesus' face in us. Hopefully, they won't have to look too hard. I'm proud to be an American, and I am so blessed to be an Episcopalian. Praise be to God. Amen.